This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone, I've got two guests this morning from CSC, Rochester Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club. Joining me is Connor McKenna and Tim Ambrosetti from Cancer Support Community. They're on the Associate Board. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for having us.
Hey, happy to have you guys on here. And you guys are on here because you're on the Associate Board, meaning that you're trying to help Gilda's Club, CSC Rochester, raise money, right?
Yeah. We've been on the Associate Board for the last 2 years now. One of our bigger projects of the year is the Bachelor Auction, which is obviously next weekend. We've been planning this since early on in the holidays, November, early December, so we're excited it's finally here.
We are in this post-pandemic world where it seems like nonprofits and different things are doing events again. So Bachelor Auction, if somebody's not familiar, what is that exactly?
So the Bachelor Auction, like Tim said, is one of our marquee events as an Associate Board for CSC Rochester. That, like we said, it's going to be this Saturday, and we have 28 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors this year. We've got a great group of guys that have been fundraising leading up to the event next weekend. And then the event itself, we should have hopefully about around 300 people there, all having a good time with a happy hour beforehand. And then we actually we get these guys on stage, let them show off their personality, and people bid on a date package with them. And the winning bidder gets to go on a date and gets a chance at love with all of the proceeds staying right here and going to CSC Rochester.
I love it. I love it. It's going to be sweet. So this is at Comedy at the Carlson, correct?
Yeah, there's a brand new venue. Past years was at Anthology on East Alexander, but we're switching this year. Mark over there has been fantastic to work with, and we're excited to get it going over there.
Happy hour going on, you know, that kicks things off. An opportunity to meet somebody kind of cool, right? Can you guys talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we have, we have a VIP happy hour that's going to kick things off from 6 to 7. We got a real special guest coming into town, Buffalo cornerback Kyer Elam.
Wow.
First round pick out of Florida, excelled in the playoffs last year. So he's going to join us for a meet and greet and some photos from 6 to 7. We got the general admission happy hour for everybody from 7 to 8. So give people a chance to not only meet Kyer, but also mingle with the bachelors and learn a little more about them, with the auction kicking off right at 8 o'clock.
Now, is he up on the auction? Is he going to be one of the gentlemen that's up for grabs?
He is not. We tried to work that into the contract, but he was a little more comfortable with the meet and greet. But either way, he's a huge proponent of the organization and what we're doing, and we're thrilled to have him here and have him be able to see what we do firsthand.
Oh my gosh, for sure! Just to have him involved with it, you know, his better half may not be on board with that, given you know that obviously what he does for a living and everything. But that is fantastic. That's the VIP happy hour that you guys are doing, and this is all to support Cancer Support Community Rochester at Gilda's Club and all of the wonderful things that they do. Before we go too far, Connor and Tim, are you guys bachelors in this? I have to ask.
You know, not this time around. Me and Connor actually met through this event in 2019. Both me and him were bachelors, and it was just such a positive, and it was an insane experience, both the night of and just the process fundraising up to that point. We loved it so much. Now we're on the planning committee. But no, this year we are not. We are not one of the top 28 eligible bachelors in Rochester anymore.
I'm sure you guys still are very much eligible to be so, but you guys are working behind the scenes with all the logistics. But you guys went through it, so you know what this is like firsthand, which is great to being able to help plan this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's given us, you know, some firsthand experience of exactly what the bachelors are looking for, what the community is kind of looking for in the event, and what goes into planning all of the backstage things and all the little things that go into leading up to it that some people might not think of, especially, you know, some of the guest bartending events we've had over the past couple of weeks, getting some of these guys on some media platforms to get the word out there. It's being bachelors beforehand and going through it has given us some valuable experience.
And if somebody's interested and they're listening, they can still get tickets for this. You guys have general admission tickets, also VIP tickets. Best place to get those is your website.
Yes, that's going to be cscrochester.org/bachelor auction. On that website, not only are you going to be able to buy tickets, but you're going to be able to look at the lineup of the bachelors and potentially donate to their individual pages as well.
And that's a good thing to remind people, Tim. So the bachelors themselves, all of them, they're fundraising kind of individually, but all towards the common goal of CSC Rochester.
Exactly. So all these guys, all 28 of them, set out with a fundraising goal of their own. They almost set up their own kind of GoFundMe page. So for the last 2 months now, they've been trying to hit up, you know, family, friends, coworkers, strangers on the street, trying to fundraise for this. And then ultimately, that just gets put on top of what they actually go for bidding-wise the night of.
So they've got that little kind of pool, the kiddie pool that they come in there with, and then people bidding right there. Do they try and get their friends to come down? I've never been to one of these guys, so I'm wondering, do they have like their friends come down and try and bid, or they let, you know, somebody from the public grab them? How does that typically play out?
Yes, you know, a lot of the bachelors have their friends and family come down, and what you'll actually see is someone will come to support their friend who's in the auction. They'll end up hitting it off at the happy hour with one of the other bachelors in the auction, and they end up bidding on and winning them and going on a date with them. So it's a lot of friends and family, but there's a lot of crossover as well between the different groups that that come to the auction.
Has this ever become like a match game where somebody's like, you know, ended up having a long-term relationship out of this?
We actually just had a very nice story come about over the last year. One of our bachelors, Sam, from last year, is, as of maybe a month or two ago, engaged with the person who bid on him.
So, no kidding. Oh, my God.
There's been a couple of those stories, yeah.
That is so cool. Did you have another one you were going to share, Connor?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, yeah, that's our most recent success story. I know we've had at least one other marriage and one or two babies, I believe, out of that marriage. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, it's for a good cause, but there's also a chance that you might find your soulmate, too.
Wow. Well, you guys could really become like game show host with this or something, I think. Too funny. Yeah, we are talking with Connor and Tim from Cancer Support Community at Gilda's Club here in Rochester. In particular, their 13th annual Bachelor Auction, which is coming up next weekend, going to be at the Comedy at the Carlson. And any interesting facts that you guys can share, maybe give our listeners, help them build the picture, if you will, of what maybe some of the bachelors are like?
Yeah, well, I want to give a boost to one of the guys I've been guiding through this process, CJ Thomas. He's actually the right hand to the mayor.
Oh.
So Mayor Evans was a part of the recruitment for this one. But CJ's been great fundraising so far. But in a nutshell, I mean, all 28 guys, they've gone through our interview process on top of their application. We have to screen these guys and make sure they're legit. So we truly do recruit the city's best, the brightest, the most well-connected, just very good guys, and who are most importantly down for the cause.
Exactly. And, you know, in that same light, there is a radio personality that works at another radio station that is up on and on the auction as well from one of the other stations in town. So, you know, all working together, which is cool. We love that everybody's, you know, coming together to support this and really to support CSC Rochester. So I have to ask, you know, Tim, how did you get involved with CSC Rochester? Can you share your experience with that?
Yeah, so this goes back to 2018. I was at a gym. I got tapped on the shoulder by another guy who asked if I was single. I kind of had to take a step back. It's a loaded question. I didn't know really what he was going for, but he was recruiting me for the auction. And once I kind of learned what the event was about, what CSC or Gilda's at the time was about, it was kind of a no-brainer. So it was myself and two other buddies. We volunteered to do it, and really there was no looking back. It was such a fun process that I couldn't stay away from it for long. So been on it, been involved since 2019, the Bachelor Auction.
That's fantastic. And, you know, Connor, you've been on the board as well. We've spoken to you before, but can you share again how you got involved with CSC Rochester too?
Yeah, absolutely. So not as great of an introduction story as Tim has over there, but around the same time, one of my friends that I went to high school with was actually one of the chairs and on the committee for the Bachelor Auction that year. So he knew I was single and asked if I wanted to do it. And I'm always one for kind of getting outside of my comfort zone and trying something new. So I just immediately said yes, sort of without any hesitation or any more information. But a lot like Tim, once I got there and went through the interview process myself and really learned what CSC Rochester and Gilda's Club was all about and what the event entailed, and knowing that all the money stayed here in the community and really does go to help support everyone in this community who's been affected by cancer, It was a no-brainer to do the auction. Went up there and got on stage and did everything. Had a fantastic time with it. They asked, you know, both Tim and I to be a part of the planning committee again the next year. We both said yes without hesitation, and the rest is history.
And can I ask, maybe this is too personal, but have you guys continued the relationship with the person that you met at that auction back in 2019?
I'll let Tim finish that question. I will say on my end, I have not continued the relationship. It was a good date. She was a great person. It was just one of those things where we were at two different points in our life, and it wasn't the time for us to meet.
Understandable, yeah. And Tim, how about you, man?
Well, I think it's important that we know when you bid on a bachelor, when you bid on them, you get a gift card to a restaurant that counts towards your first date. So, you know, we have great partners over the years. Toppin's, Good Luck, Cure. There's really too many to mention. But as far as my first date, unfortunately, it only lasted about 2 or 3 hours. I had an okay time. She had an even better time. same thing. She was... We're just on different paths at the time.
Understandable. Very understandable. Well, you guys are, you know, you're busy. You're both working professional careers and giving back to the community. You got a lot going on. And again, we are talking about the Bachelor Auction with CSC Rochester that's coming up next weekend. If you'd love to get involved, they're still looking for people to make donations, or even better, come on down to the event at Comedy at the Carlson. Get your tickets for that. And more information at cscrochester.org. And guys, do you know as far as auction item goes, or maybe some of the gift cards that you'll be giving out for these dates to go out on their first date? Can you mention some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Tim said, we have some fantastic restaurant partners like here, you know, Campagne. I believe we also have Salinas this year for a nice little Mexican date for the first date. But on top of that, we also have some other items that go in the date package to kind of encourage date ideas. We have some gift cards from Ape and Canary, a local spa in Rochester, some cycling passes from Spoke. They were generous enough to kind of to not only donate some passes, but we actually had a ride with the Bachelors Night about a week and a half ago, where we had a couple of the Bachelors go in for a class, and the instructors hyped up the event and really hyped up everything as well. And then we're also including a couple passes to Lumos Infrared Sauna. So you're not only donating to a great cause and getting a chance to go on a date with a great guy, but you get some other benefits out of it as well.
That's fantastic. Would love for people to get involved with it. And again, let's talk a little bit more too. If people aren't familiar, CSC Rochester Gilda's Club providing all sorts of social support programs for people that are unfortunately dealing with cancer in their lives.
Yeah, so I think it's important to note that we help both people who are living with cancer and then the family and the friends who are impacted by those with cancer. So a couple of examples of things that we might do is, you know, it's a summer day, you want to get outside and get your mind off of everything that's been going on. We have yoga classes in Durand Eastman Park. You're a kid living with cancer, or your parents have cancer. We provide a day camp for the kids to kind of just go and socialize and make things a little bit normal. So it's really just about uplifting those who are dealing with a rough situation. And it's really powerful once you visit the downtown location to see what we're doing.
The facility is amazing, Tim. I've been in there 3 or 4 times now. I took a tour when the new executive director came in and you guys had an open house. I mean, it literally feels on the outside, you know, it looks like just a regular building down in downtown Rochester with a red door on the front of it. But you go in there, it is so welcoming. It feels like a home. You know, it's so welcoming.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. Since we've been on the board, it feels like been nothing but family for us. We've made some lifelong friends, very good connections here, and it's a very, very, it's a powerful organization.
And, you know, we've talked to a handful of folks that are going through different programs offered by CSC Rochester, and the common denominator seems to be that when you're able to connect and share your struggle or your personal story with other people that are going through a similar thing, that is incredibly powerful for them.
Yeah, and I think it's just at this point, whether you've had it or you know somebody who's had it, everybody's been impacted by cancer in some way, unfortunately. And just these kinds of programs make sure that you're not alone.
Definitely in you, Connor.
Yeah, I was going to echo Tim's sentiments. You know, one of the reasons and one of the things that really kept me coming back to the organization was that sort of that sense of involvement and that sense of community, and just thinking about people that I've lost to cancer in my life and their friends and their loved ones, and how much they would have and are able to benefit from some of the programs and the services, and even just the camaraderie that comes with being a member at CSD Rochester. You know, cancer is very scary, not only for the person going through it, but even for their family members and their caregivers, and to have somewhere where they can connect with people who are also experiencing the same feelings and the same struggles and the same emotions is important, and it's an honor to be able to represent CSD Rochester and the community, and to help fundraise for them and keep these programs going.
You guys are keeping that going after this bachelor auction. Any other events coming up in the spring or summer that you want to tease a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So Tim can talk a little more about our Heroes Ball Gala that we're going to be having, I believe, on Saturday, June 9th, the end of the Rochester Cocktail Revival Week. But we also have a golf tournament coming up on, I believe, July 26th at Greystone Golf Club out in Walworth. So this is the first of one of our marquee events, but it's not the last as we go into the spring and the summer.
Like Connor said, it's Saturday, June 10th. We are concluding Rochester Cocktail Revival with our Heroes Gala. And Chuck at Good Luck has been a very, very good partner for us. Essentially, what's going on is RCR, we're throwing a huge bar party, and all the ticket proceeds are going right to CSD Rochester. So that's going down Saturday, June 10th, and we're looking forward to that. That's a very big event for us.
That's fantastic. More details on these events, of course, at cscrochester.org. And again, these events help you guys offer all of the programs, all of the services, the different things that you do for family members and people dealing with cancer totally free.
Yeah, and that's what the most important part is, that every dollar we raise, whether it's the Bachelor Auction, Heroes Gala, we have running programs as well for half marathons. Everything that's raised stays directly in the Rochester community, and I think that speaks volumes.
100%. You know, you're not that it's not a great cause, but sometimes, you know, nonprofits, that money doesn't always stay right here in Rochester, and the fact that it stays local, that is fantastic to support our community. Again, the Bachelor Auction coming up next Saturday. If you're interested, tickets are available, and they've got some very eligible bachelors at this auction as well. More details at cscrochester.org. Thanks for joining me this morning, guys.
Thanks for having us, Ed. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ed. It was a pleasure as always.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.